For CertSecurity.com, I'm Rob Westervelt.
And I'm Bill Brenner.
You're listening to Security Wire Weekly, reporting from the RSA Conference 2007 in San Francisco.
Episode 4, Microsoft Chairman Bill Gates and Microsoft Strategy Officer Craig Mundy. In this episode, Information Security Magazine's Mike Mimosa attended an RSA keynote Tuesday given by Microsoft's Bill Gates and Craig Mundy. Mike tells us what the two executives had to say. He's joined by CertSecurity.com's Bill Brenner. We'll also have some comments from the Bill Gates keynote, and later I caught up with some RSA attendees and asked them what they thought of Microsoft's direction in the security market.
For CertSecurity.com, I'm Bill Brenner. I'm here with my colleague, Mike Mimosa, who covered the keynote address this morning with Microsoft's Bill Gates and Craig Mundy. Mike, talk about what the main theme was this morning and also about the tone compared to previous years.
Well, Gates and Mundy pretty much were talking about granting access from anywhere to corporate data. Regardless of network topology, they were talking about issuing authentication and authorization based on certificates. Gates again touched on the importance to move away from passwords and stressing the importance of moving toward smart cards and digital certificates and expressing authentication that way. The tone of the keynote was more on a strategic level than in past years. For the last couple of years, Gates has always made some kind of major announcement coming out of RSA. It wasn't the case this year. They did announce a minor partnership with OpenID and the InfoCard initiative, which they announced last year. But it was more of a visionary keynote this year, heavy on strategy.
I also noticed that they didn't have anywhere near the level of, you know, that in past years they had a lot of fancy slide presentations and demos, and this time it was just Mundy and Gates sitting there on a bare stage.
Yeah, it was kind of an informal conversation between the two of them. I think it was kind of a transition. I mean, Gates is pretty much announced that he's stepping down as the chief software architect. He's delegating more authority to other folks like Ray Ozzie and Craig Mundy, and I think this signals a transition at Microsoft. I'm not sure if you're going to see Gates here again.
Well, we'll see next year. Again, Mike Mimosa, thanks for joining me.
Following the keynote, I spoke to several RSA attendees about Microsoft's security strategy.
Bruce Lane, the senior IT architect with State Farm.
What are your thoughts about what Bill Gates had to say this morning and Microsoft's general direction?
So I think Microsoft's come a long way in their security posture. The way he outlined things in terms of the general grouping seemed to make a lot of sense, talking about the perimeter, talking about information, attacking security to information, as well as the business processes. So all of that, I thought, made a lot of sense. I think it shows a lot of insight in how the industry is evolving, because I've seen that in other places. I just haven't seen it collected all in one place like it was today.
Do you think Microsoft's really having an effect on the security market?
I think they'll always have an effect one way or the other. Just because they're so prominent in the space, they have such a large presence on the desktop. It's hard to do business without involving Microsoft.
My name's Don DeVette. I work for Staples Corporation. I'm a architect for a group called the Technology Strategy Architecture Group.
What are your thoughts about what Bill Gates had to say this morning and how Microsoft is affecting the security market in general?
Well, those were pretty much mainstream comments. Everybody's having the same discussions here at the conference. Many hours talking with people on exactly the same topics. They're talking about what they can talk about at this point, what they can offer. Vista has been, the focus of Vista has been security all along. That's what held it back for so many years, I'm sure. It's just plugging all the holes.
My name is Ramesh Nagapan, and I am a Java architect at Sun Microsystems.
What's your thoughts about what Bill Gates had to say today, and about identity management in general, and where Microsoft is moving the security market?
There's no big surprises. I think Microsoft is trying to come into a standard-based model with OpenID 2.0. And I think it should be a more similar spec like they've been trying to do with the passport and info card. So I'm yet to know the specifics of it. So at this point, of course, it's a contrarian view, but I still need to know some more details on that. Mm-hmm. So it was a very high level, and I didn't see the core aspect, the core technical details of those OpenID specifications, which they're trying to bring it as a standard. Other side, the good aspects, the other side, in meaning, Bill Gates sounded very positive message with WS security and related specifications like WS Trust. They are very compelling, and of course, the industry is moving towards to embrace it. And there is a lot of overwhelming adoption around WS security today. So they are solving the pieces of puzzle now.
My name is Gerard Duguay. I'm assistant director with Seattle Pacific University.
What are your thoughts about what Bill Gates had to say today, and just about Microsoft's direction? And
well, I like the direction that I've seen so far with Vista. Being an educational department, being a school, we've been able to have Vista for a couple of months now, and have actually worked with it a little bit. The user interface is a little bit difficult to get used to, but I think that the security that's down deep in it is compelling enough to actually put up with the change of all of the menu structures and everything else. In a lot of ways, I think that the things that I've heard during the presentation, they kind of get at what most of us have kind of felt all along. And so it's nice to see the industry really starting to come around to that regard.
I think they really have a tremendous effect on the security market?
From our perspective, yeah. I mean, we're pretty much a Microsoft shop, and I think that a lot of the directions that they take are, you know, a lot of the software, a lot of the products, a lot of the hardware, I mean, everything that we bought by way of security over the past 5 years is really based on the fact that the operating system doesn't do it for you, and that there's, you know, this whole trusted computing initiative. While it's been talked about and there's been some modest improvements, I think it hasn't really been to the degree that really makes it so that we really can trust the computers that we're using. So hopefully this is a step in that direction. So it does seem like it is.
Next, in this portion of Microsoft's keynote, Bill Gates explains why Microsoft believes the network is going to have to change from a management and configuration point of view.
I remember going all the way back to the bad days of Slammer, you know, where we had a customer said, okay, here's our factory floor. We want that to be isolated from everything else. You know, we have a very limited set of applications out there. We want to manage that and think about that separately from the consultants on site and the engineers and doing their work. And there was no way for them to have some access, because the factory floor was not a separate company.
That's the key. Use
the firewall, but you wanted only to have, in this case, an explicit set of access capabilities from the rest of the network into these specific systems. And these systems weren't on their own network, but they were identifiable systems. And that's where, by giving tools that can say, who can connect to this machine, using this IPsec, now we can have this kind of isolation. And so you can define what connection capability should actually be able to take place.
And that ends this edition of Security Wire Weekly. Be sure to check out our special edition podcasts, as well as our news coverage of the RSA Conference 2007 at searchsecurity.com/RSA07. For now, I'm Rob Westerveld. Have a great day.